The mayor of Fort Wayne, Mayor Henry, is joining us after a event-filled weekend, to say the least, in the Summit City. How are you holding up this morning, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I feel much better this morning than I did on Saturday morning. Mm. Last night's demonstration went exactly like demonstrations were supposed to go. There were no physical altercations that I'm aware of. There was no physical damage. There was dialogue that was taking place. That's the way demonstrations are supposed to be. And I really feel saddened that we went through what we did on Friday and Saturday night.
I
think we're through it.
The big thing this weekend, as far as your comments are concerned, is the fact that you said that agitators, Saturday morning, you said agitators came in from out of the area to start trouble. And there were a few of them that came in that were like the spark that ignited everything.
Correct.
And do you still stand by that, even though reports have come out since then on Saturday saying that out of all the people arrested, you know, only a few, if any, were not from this area?
I still stand by that. We had roughly 100 people arrested Friday and Saturday evening. Somewhere between 20 and 25% of those, or roughly 20 to 25 arrests that were made, were people who were not from Fort Wayne. Several were from Michigan. One was from Indianapolis. One was from Warsaw. I guess my question is, what are these people doing in Fort Wayne? There was no reason for them to be here. In almost all the other communities around, they had their own type of demonstration, which is fine, and I endorse peaceful demonstrations. But when you have to bring in people, or people come in from outside the city, and after they're arrested or after we hear additional information, we find out that they actually came in with trouble on their mind. And that's not the way this should take place.
I had never even heard of anything like that. I had no idea that was an actual thing. But learning over the weekend, people do that all across the country.
Yes, they do. Some people, for whatever reason, feel it's their obligation to go in and upset citizens in the community to the point where this type of action takes place, and it's really unfortunate.
So what happened Friday night then? I guess Friday was the worst of the worst. Is this something that I'm sure you had talked about it, but did you, you know, when they announced they wanted to do some kind of protest on the courthouse, which you said that it's fine, did you talk to the police chief and say, okay, we need to be ready, or what do you think could happen? Or have you found out information on Friday that things could get bad based on things that you were seeing in social media or other things?
Well, we did have an unusual amount of activity on social media that went beyond the normal conversations that took place when demonstrations were put together. That gave us a clue that there was something going on behind the scenes. Words were being used, phrases were being used that were used in other communities, and that's when we first became aware that there might be something askew. But even with that in mind, we still were used to Fort Wayne demonstrating in the way that demonstrations should be held. So we were caught a little off guard when protesters started running into the street and banging on car doors and kicking car doors and standing on cars and climbing up on top of semis. That put people in harm's way. Not only they themselves, but certainly other pedestrians and people in the automobiles. In fact, there was an accident where we had to call emergency vehicles in. And incidentally, because of the fact there were so many people in the streets, the emergency vehicles had a hard time getting to an accident. So this caused all kinds of additional challenges and problems because they went beyond the space that was supposed to be dedicated for a demonstration. But when our citizens get put in harm's way, unfortunately, sometimes we have to resort to another level of trying to maintain peace. And in this particular case, we had to begin to try to dispel the group. But what they did was eventually went down Clinton Street, went around and came back down Calhoun and Harrison, and began to damage property. There's somewhere between 50 and 75 windows of businesses that were busted. And what's really really unfortunate to me is we have a situation now in Fort Wayne and Allen County in our country where unemployment is higher than it's been in decades. People are out of jobs, and all of this, all they did Friday night was not only damage our city, but put other people out of jobs because businesses had to close. So what did they really accomplish there?
There was things being spread on social media that one of them, and I don't know if you guys saw this too, he had said that law enforcement is ordering all of the businesses downtown to close until they give the all clear. Is that anything that happened, or is that somebody just making stuff up and spreading that?
It was recommended. It was not mandated. Only I can mandate that, and I did not.
Okay.
It was directed to businesses that that were fearful, and what we said was we recommend then if you're fearful of your employees' situation, fearful of your own business being looted, then we would suggest that you go ahead and take appropriate precautions as far as your physical plant is concerned, your business. If you need to board up the windows so you don't get broken, obviously you can do that. But if you're in that type of environment where there's fear, then we recommend just don't open. And several of the businesses took our advice.
What are the business owners saying to you today or recently, more recently than Friday, about, are they still scared? Or they think the worst is over? What are they saying right now to you?
Well, certainly they're optimistic that the worst is over, especially since we didn't have any physical damage take place Saturday night that I know of. And, of course, last night was a calm evening. So we're all optimistic, all hopeful that the worst is over. But I think most of the business owners downtown, if not all of them, will stay very involved as far as maintaining the watch over our downtown.
Mr. Mayor, this morning, Angie and I both drove by in front of the courthouse, there's a garbage receptacle, okay? And it was stacked so neatly. The people had come in and they had stacked like the milk cartons that are empty and the trash and everything. I mean, it was just like saying, okay, we're done. We've cleaned everything up. Now let's get back to normal.
That's exactly what it was like. I did not see a piece of trash anywhere in Fryman or the courthouse square today.
Is this city a city thing that you ask people to do, or they just did it on their own?
Believe it or not, they did it on their own. And I went out even Saturday morning after all of the damage that was done Friday night. I was walking the downtown area Saturday morning, and tons of people, volunteers, were out with brooms and dustpans picking up broken glass, picking up trash, picking up receptacles, standing them back up. They stood up the flower pot. It was an outpouring of really love for this city, and to tell people this is not our city, this is not the way that we operate, but it's destroying our community. And I mean, I really stood there in awe at all, and I thanked a number of them. I just couldn't believe we had our own crew that we were going to bring out, our street sweepers and so on. We weren't prepared to do that, but before we even got started, our citizens began pouring into our downtown saying, we deserve better than this. This is not us.
I was downtown Saturday as well, doing the same thing, just walking around, checking on businesses of friends that I have, have businesses downtown, just seeing what's happening. And I was super pleased with the amount of people that were down there, but the vast difference. There was like high schoolers down there, and then there were, much older people down there. I mean, all kinds of people were down there, and that's what made me happy. It wasn't just one group that was like, okay, this is bad.
There was even people on the street corner giving out free coffee and donuts. For those people who were cleaning up downtown, I think it was Fortezza, if I can give a plug, they were giving out coffee to citizens who were there cleaning up. Now, that's the way it's supposed to be. First of all, it should never have happened.
But
the fact that it did, and the rest of our citizens said essentially, no, this is totally unacceptable. We don't know why you had to resort to this. This is not the way you're supposed to have your voice heard. So we're going to clean this back up. And they did. And it was just a phenomenal thing to witness.
One last thing I want to ask you, Mr. Mayor. Is there any type of reaching out to these protest groups by the police to start a dialogue? Has this been something already that your administration has been doing ongoing to kind of address the kind of things that they're protesting mm-hmm. about?
Well, quite frankly, I think there were a couple of different elements that were involved in this particular situation. Normally, to answer your question, normally when groups get hold of us and want to stage a demonstration, whether it's a courthouse square or somewhere else, there's usually dialogue that takes place. They let us know what they're going to do, what kind of activity is going to take place, whether or not they feel that we need some police protection yeah. because of their cause. So we go through a whole litany of things that are put in place prior to a demonstration. That's normally the dialogue that takes place. And in my lifetime here in Fort Wayne, I've never seen anything like this. And again, I think that reinforces the idea that something went beyond the norm. Now, granted, this was a very emotional cause, and I still feel terrible. And the Fort Wayne community should be very saddened about what happened to Mr. Floyd. And we as a community should stand up and say this is totally unacceptable. And something needs to be done. But to do it in the way that happened Friday night was definitely outside of the type of demonstrations that normally take place in Fort Wayne. That's why, again, I'm convinced that there was some outside agitation.
All right. And so you're not seeing any protests scheduled today or tomorrow no. or anything like that right no. now.
Well, we had to go. People had to go back to work.
Yeah, people had to go back to work.
That's what I kept True. Telling my husband all True. Weekend is that, you know, everybody has to go back to work on Monday. Everything's going to be normal back on Monday.
Well, not in some other cities, though. And I'm sure, Mr. Mayor, you saw that.
But. Right. And that's another thing to be really yeah. proud of is Fort Wayne was 3 days, hopefully.
Right. I think Minneapolis is going into a sixth or seventh day. But until really, quite frankly, until some type of concrete action is taken on, as far as those four police officers are concerned, we know that one was initially arrested and charged appropriately. The other three have not been. And I think that's what a lot of citizens are waiting for. What's going to happen to the other three officers who were there not only witnessing, but in some cases participating in this. Mm-hmm. Something should happen to them, and I think you're going to see a lot of angst out there until something positive happens in that particular arena.
All right, Mr. Mayor, tough weekend. Thank you for talking with us and giving us some of your time this morning. We appreciate it, and you let us know, as always, if you need anything, okay?
I will, and thank you so much for giving me a few minutes.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.